I'm Peter Medlin, and you are listening to Teacher's Lounge from WNIJ. And if this is your first time hearing our show, good news. It's a really simple idea. We've all had teachers in our lives who helped us become who we are today. And every educator we have on this podcast, whether teacher, coach, or professor, is nominated by the folks who listen. So we want you to be a part of this show with us. Please do consider telling us about an educator who's inspired you and the folks in your community who deserve a spotlight. You can email us with your nominations and your story ideas at teachersLounge@niu.edu. And today, sorry teachers, but this one is really about the students. Today, we've got one of my absolute favorite episodes of the entire year. This is our second annual Student Correspondent episode. So if you are not familiar, Student Correspondent is a segment that we do every single month over on our Teachers Lounge radio show. And at the end of the school year, we collect all of them and bring it to you as one episode right here. So with this segment, we follow a group of students in a club, sport, or activity throughout their entire season, the highs and the lows and the friends they make along the way. I love it because it lets us get to know a group of students and the activities that make their school experience feel truly special. It's, you know, where they find their people, their community, and their passions. And this year, we are telling the story of the DeKalb High School forensics team. From the jam-packed opening meeting where the coaches introduced themselves in October to the last-minute rehearsal sessions before regionals and the final goodbye after the spectacle of the state tournament. Again, this is the DeKalb High School forensics team, and you might be wondering, forensics? Like there's competitive high school crime scene investigation? No. In fact, how about we just let the team explain as we start our journey back in October as the season is just getting started. Let's toss it over to Senior Captain Kayla Bruin to start our story.
Forensics is the umbrella term for speech and debate, and at DHS we mainly focus on the speech area. We compete in a multitude of different categories, and you usually pick between one or two, and every weekend we go to another school, compete that like you would do a speech in speech class, and you get ranked and you get placements, and sometimes if you're lucky you leave at the end of the day with a shiny little medal.
Listen, I might speak for a living, but these students speak for sport. Like Kayla mentioned, there are a ton of different categories to compete in. Comedy, demonstration, acting, poetry, prose, public address, hey, even radio. And that's just to name a few. And Kayla competes in two events. She's doing a humorous acting duet with a friend, and her specialty is special occasion speaking, where you pick a topic and an audience, say, giving a maid of honor speech. Erica Cole is another senior on the team, and what she competes in is pretty unique.
I am one of the few limited preppers on this team. I do extemporaneous speaking and impromptu speaking. So extemporaneous speaking, I go in the day of and I pull out some questions about current events such as politics and everything, and I have 30 minutes to prepare a speech. Well, impromptu, I go into the round without knowing the quotation, and I have 2 minutes to connect a quotation to a meaning and 3 different topics that range from popular culture to history.
Like I mentioned, they're both seniors, so this is their last high school forensics season. So I wanted to ask Erica about her goals for this year. Sophomore year, she had a ton of success. She won most of the tournaments that she was in. But last year, she went through a family tragedy that derailed her season.
I had such a rough season last year because I actually lost my mom right before the season officially started. So I just want to come back to where I was my sophomore year and just build off of everything that I know now. Uh-huh. So just build off of the skills I have while also returning to the confidence I had in sophomore year.
Now, in Erica's defense, she still did really well last year. She was a sectional finalist in extemporaneous speaking, but she is still looking to rebound and keep building her confidence back up. And Kayla wants to build on her success too. She was the special occasion speaking regional champion last year. And this year, we're getting close to crunch time. We're about 3 weeks out from their first major tournament of the year. But those first tournaments will be a valuable testing ground for a DeKalb team that's had a ton of success. They're used to walking out of every competition with some hardware. But for Erica and Kayla, beyond the medals and the ribbons, the feeling of being on stage knowing you just killed it, knowing you just nailed your speech, is incredible.
It's unlike anything in the world. It's not only that you can breathe after, because you get so nervous before you compete. It's not only like that breath you can take, but it's just that new confidence that sparks inside of you, and it reminds you, you know, this is why I'm here. This is why I love what I do, and I do what I love.
And like Erica mentions, sometimes you can't even tell in the moment how well it went.
I walked out of my finals round after giving a speech about Ukraine and Russia and if there was a diplomatic solution before the invasion even occurred. I walked out and I was like, I did not have enough energy at all. And I was like so tired. I stood on the stage at Rochelle and they just kept calling other people until I was the last one there. And there's something really special when you're the last one on the stage and they call your name and everybody stands up and starts cheering for you. I just let the audience kind of wash over me. Like their applause kind of washes over you, and it feels really good to hear, even if you don't necessarily feel too confident.
Yeah, that's a drug. That keeps you going.
It is. It's adrenaline. It's adrenaline.
The first month of the season is over, and the good news is that it was mostly practice. And so when I caught up with the team in November, they were just hours away from their first tournament of the season, and they spent those last remaining moments holed up in a classroom at DeKalb High School running through their performances together. And it's the first competition ever for some of these students. And yeah, you could say there are some nerves. Just ask their longtime coach, Greg Solomon.
Frantically, very much so. But it's a fun panic, which is why we're doing this thing upstairs, so they can kind of get used to being in front of people and not just one coach. So they have a few people there, so it almost looks like it's going to look tomorrow.
I got to go behind the scenes. I was lucky enough to be a part of their practice audience, where they made sure they had the material down, timed out, and ready to go. And the team was working through all sorts of material, from comedy to drama.
Madison, please, I'm sorry. I was just trying to, be there for you.
Being there for me isn't enough this time.
I said I don't want you here, get out!
It's also a time to get some last minute feedback on your scene.
You have done a start and a clear stop. Okay.
You went 644.98.
It's a long season, so there's no need to be perfect at the first tournament of the year. Of course, it's great to win, and they all want to win every competition, but the major regional and sectional tournaments aren't until January, so this is about getting your feet wet as a performer, starting to understand what it feels like to speak to a live audience and panel of judges. And many of the scenes are long. You can tell it has taken weeks to memorize their lines, set up the blocking, and channel the emotion. One is a dramatic acting duet about a mother who was a victim of domestic violence and saw their child taken away by protective services, but now she wants custody back.
I'm fixing to move out on Ol' Ray. He just don't know it yet, but I am. I'm gonna get me a place to live and get me a job. Ooh, with the phone company. Ooh, or a waitress. I can do that.
Jobs are a little hard to find these days, but I think you'd enjoy working.
I think I would too.
Maybe the hardest category to prepare for is improvisational speech. How do you prepare for something that by definition includes no preparation? Well, they throw out common topics and practice giving off-the-cuff 6-minute speeches. For example, the topic apex predators. You have a few seconds to prepare and gather your thoughts before you have to just launch into it. One of the team members is about to do their first improvisational speech ever on that very topic, apex predators.
Someone like Mozart, which I'm sure everyone knows, Wolfgang Amadeus, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, maybe a familiar tune. See, that's because he was at the top. He was the apex predator. He was the one that they were going after.
She manages to speak for 5 minutes straight, weaving her themes through ideas about Baroque composers, popular teen TV shows, and superheroes. For a first time, it is really impressive. For any time, it's impressive. And the team also agrees, jotting down a few notes between claps. The students care about their craft, and other people at the school must be taking notice because, as their coach mentions, the team grew dramatically this season.
We haven't had this excitement for a while, which is really neat. And our varsity is, I mean, most of our varsity last year were sophomores or second year people. So we've got a big contingent who are either juniors or seniors, but it's not, I don't think we have anybody who's been on the team for 4 years.
But now it's time to put their craft to the test against other schools for the first time. Next month on Classroom Correspondent, we will hear if they were able to take home any hardware and how the season is shaping up as they move into December. And now we are into December, and we are a good way through the season now. And some of the students we've talked to, like Erica, the impromptu, extemporaneous speaker extraordinaire, have already taken home trophies, have already won competitions, and the whole team is working hard to hone their craft as the season schedule rumbles towards regionals in January. And let's talk with someone on the team who is, by all standards, having a standout season, Muhammad.
I'm a little nervous, I'm not even gonna lie. The aim is to make the regional team, that's what I wanna do, so.
He's only a sophomore, it's only his second year on the forensics team, but he's doing fantastic, especially in the declamation or DEC event.
So, oratorical declamation is where you take a TED Talk or some motivational, inspirational article or video, and then you perform that speech in 8 minutes as if it's your own. And so the speech that I chose was about procrastination because I'm a procrastinator and I'm procrastinating on all my homework as of right now.
As of this exact moment.
Which ironically enough, I didn't procrastinate on the speech.
I was gonna say.
It's a topic he's really passionate about and one that is pretty relatable to just about everyone, which Muhammad does think helps win over the audience. And he's also been doing this event since his freshman year, so even though he's just a sophomore, he does have a decent amount of experience in this event. On the other hand, Kiar has done a hard pivot from last season. She's picked up 3 brand new events this year: impromptu speaking, humorous interpretation, and original comedy. And that switch has paid off. She's improved a lot. She's already placed in one of her events and is hoping to place in original comedy soon.
But those events are also ginormous. I'm talking like 30, 40, sometimes 50 people.
Original comedy means that she's writing and performing her own 8-minute original comedy sketch. Think Saturday Night Live or a show that Kiara is inspired by, like Netflix's I Think You Should Leave. And the sketches can really be about anything.
Mine, for example, is about funeral homes.
Hopefully it won't be a coffin flop, and it will not. She's been working on it since last year, continuously rewriting and revising the performance, and she feels the pressure of having to carry her team in that event.
It's super important because, for now, I'm the only original comedy.
One of the other categories is actually radio. Jenna is a junior on the team and competes in radio.
We have 45 minutes of prep time, and in which we are giving a large, thick packet that we're supposed to choose around eight stories to develop a broadcast with local news, international news, national news, sports, commercial, and weather, all within 4 minutes 50 seconds to 5 minutes and 5 seconds.
There's a lot she likes about the event, but she does get a certain satisfaction from one particular part of the newscast.
I really like my weather because I like to add different, like, oh, grab your hat and stuff like that. Different little silly stuff to add to make it more intriguing.
And I feel like the only way to close out this month's student correspondent segment is to hand it off to Jenna to properly sign us off until next month when we catch up with the team.
Thank you for tuning in on WNIJ.
All right, we have reached January and the team is barreling towards regionals, sectionals, and then hopefully the state tournament. But not everyone gets to go to regionals. The team is pared down to the best of the best in each category. And in the run-up to regionals, they just had their toughest competition of the year so far. Some say it's almost tougher than state because there are so many students. We're talking up to 80 people participating in each event. And that's why what senior captain Kayla did was so impressive.
And that's a varsity finalist right there.
Yeah, she varsity finalist. Yeah,
I got, it's one of the best scores in, I want to say, DeKalb history. I don't know. Like, I got 6th place, which is really cool. It was really surreal. One of my goals.
She cried.
I did. I was really excited.
Video evidence of us.
I got super excited. It was one of the best moments of my speech career, I want to say. It was so. Yeah.
The team's reaction to Kayla's varsity final finish was ecstatic, and lucky for us, they got it on video. They are dancing, they are hugging, they are crying. It is a very, very wholesome scene.
The first thing I did after I found out, I called my mom.
Yeah.
And little did I know that my mom was already on the way to come see me. Like, it's a long drive from DeKalb. Like,
she was out shopping.
She was out shopping, and then she just came and surprised me after my round. I cried again.
Did it feel like a particularly good performance, or was it something that you didn't quite expect to finish that high?
I guess I didn't have as much confidence in myself that I should have. I didn't think that I was at the caliber to even make it to semifinals, let alone finals.
Yeah.
But after seeing my results and after seeing how I did, you know, I saw that I'm not that bad, actually.
No, in fact, you might even say that they're really good, and it's not by accident. They put in the work, even outside of school, heck, even when there is no school.
Tuesday and the Friday before that tournament, mm-hmm. we didn't have school, and we all showed up at noon and went until 3 and just ran our pieces, whether I was prepping an exempt, writing an impromptu, or like watching Will spit during his HI.
Hey,
I think that's what really like sets it apart, is we put in the work outside of the normal season boundaries, mm-hmm. and we're just constantly working, constantly finding ways to get better.
That we're all a little egotistical, so we're never satisfied.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when they go to giant competitions with hundreds of other students performing at a really high level, it just shows how much more room there still is to improve.
It was inspiring. It was inspiring. It was a wake-up call.
It was a wake-up call.
It's like the amount of times that our low group, we have low group chats throughout the forensics group, and the amount of times that I receive a text in that group chat that just says, run your speech. And all of us are like
run
giving a thumbs up.
We hold each other accountable.
Yes.
I have to go run my speech. Okay.
Yeah, it's very much a family, which it helps in a lot of ways, but also, we all get upset, we all get disappointed in ourselves, but then everyone's there to boost you back up. Forensics is a lot of hugs and a lot of crying.
And for seniors on the roster, like another captain, Erica, they're trying to soak it all in and enjoy the moment, but stay focused.
Mr. Fontana has looked at me and said, Erica, you're too good not to be confident in yourself. And I'm like, oh. And he's like, you need to be nicer to yourself. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. So I think around this time I try and reset my confidence levels and kind of bring back the confidence that I had even in my sophomore year when I thought I was the best of the best and I knew everything. And now I'm going into college next year and I'm like, oh, I don't know enough. So
it can be a really intense competition, more than some might realize.
So a lot of people stonewall me in extemp, and I've been told that it's because people know my name. So that definitely adds to my confidence. But this season has been really weird because Jenna, Hope, they're all like, Erica, you're leaving us next year. And then I start crying and then they start crying.
But it's hard to stay laser focused on a task at hand when in the back of your mind, you know, these could be your last few competitions in high school ever.
Having that team mentality is the only thing that's keeping me going and stopping me from breaking down about my last hurrah, I suppose.
We have now reached February and the penultimate check-in with our forensics team. The season, the season's about to end. And when we caught up with everyone, it was the day before sectionals. A squad that started the year with 55 people on the regular season roster has been whittled down to about a dozen people left who have advanced through regionals and are on to sectionals before the final state tournament. But Forensics has one last curveball for us, a brand new event that begins at regionals that nobody has practiced all year long until right now.
This is PIR, Performance in the Round, and it's different from pretty much anything else here because in this, it is a 15-minute, essentially, mini play, and we get to actually use props, costumes, and stuff you normally wouldn't be able to use.
That's Josh, a junior on the team, and like he said, this new event is Performance in the Round. Basically, team members who have been eliminated from their individual events get 2 weeks to put together this mini play. And for a lot of them, this is their second chance to get to state. And for many seniors on this roster, it is their last shot at it too. And when I say performance in the round, I really do mean round. There is a literal circle that they have to perform within. Alea is also on the PIR team, and she says the circle is a strange thing to get used to, especially with their limited prep time.
I wasn't used to it at first. I was used to having like a stage and being able to use the whole stage and walk across it. But like with the circle, you can't step outside the line. You have to be aware of your surroundings, but at the same time, you can't look like you're looking for the line, or we will get points docked off if we step outside of it. Or even if, I think they said yesterday, if our body like leans out of the circle too, then that's points off. So we have to actually stay within the circle.
Well, how about we learn a bit about the DeKalb team's performance in the round, shall we?
It is called the Brothers Grimm Spectaculathon, and it is a parody of Brothers Grimm.
That's right, we've got a medley of memorable and funny fairy tales all packed into these 15 minutes. I'm talking Hansel and Gretel and Rapunzel and all sorts of stories. Caitlin is a senior who is playing Rapunzel.
You gotta be as theatrical as you can be with your facial expressions when you're not talking, just like still in character as best as can.
Tristan is playing the prince.
A lot of the time, people, when we first started, they were like very stoic with their face. Like they would have blank facial expressions until their line would come up, and they'd be like, "Oh my God!" And then they go right back to stoic.
Yeah, we've come a long way since that.
Again, they've had 2 weeks to prepare all of this, and Tristan's only been here for 1 week. It's a bit frenetic, but there's also a lot of fun in the madcap rush to practice, and it's paid off too. They won regionals and are feeling pretty confident headed into sectionals, and if they place in the top three, state. And state is also on Erica's mind. She's not doing performance in the round. She's still competing in an individual event, extemporaneous speaking. And we've been talking with Erica all year in this segment. She's a senior, a captain on the team. How is she feeling going into what could be her final high school forensics competition?
I feel all right. I know the people I'm going against, and I, as long as I trust myself and I don't overthink it, then I'm good. I understand politics and I understand what I'm doing.
Trust yourself has really been Erica's North Star all season. She's been really trying to balance preparation without overthinking, staying calm in the face of adversity, but also staying true to the fierce competitor part of her personality.
My head coach is my AP calculus teacher, and he didn't realize, but I was just writing away on like little post-it notes about all of my competitors and like where they were, how many times they finaled, how many times they placed, and like the people that they finaled against. Like, I look at it from an analytical standpoint, not
he
anything
did her
else.
Research.
Yeah, you got spreadsheets.
Yeah, I love my spreadsheets, actually.
And one of the reasons she's feeling confident is not just about her, but the whole team. I mean, they just won regionals.
This is the strongest team that I've ever seen, and I think that's really helped me as well. Like, PIR is killing it. All of our individual events are killing it. Only one event didn't make it out of regionals.
And the next time we catch up with them, we'll say goodbye to the forensics team as we find out if they triumphed at sectionals and the state tournament, and the tight-knit group will reflect on what the season's meant to them. Well, this is it. The forensics season is officially over. They had sectionals and the state tournament recently, and I wanted to regroup and reflect on the season with two of the senior captains who we've been talking with all year, Kayla and Erica, along with their coach Greg Solomon. Now, the team did not end up placing at the state tournament, but Solomon says it was one of the best seasons they've had in a long time, with one of the biggest groups they've had in a while.
It always can be better, and we always think, like, you know, one more thing and it would have been even a greater outcome. But we were certainly happy, and we thought everybody did everything they could do. So that's always a positive feeling.
Kayla finished her high school forensics career by placing at the state tournament with her speech, "There's no I in B team."
I went into state with the mindset that I just wanted to end it on a good note. I didn't really mind how I would place, if I would place, any of that. Placing would just be an extra bonus, but I'm proud of how I did, and that's all that matters.
Meanwhile, Erica competes in two really difficult events, but she knows she has the experience and the skill and has just been trying to trust herself and trust the process.
That worked out in prelims. Uh-huh. And I placed well in prelims, and then I got fourth at sectionals, which meant that I missed state by one place.
Ugh.
So, season ended there.
It was a tough way to finish, but for both Erica and Kayla, this has been a season of gaining perspective, especially when you struggle in a competition you care deeply about.
I ended my junior season on a pretty rough note, and from that point on, I got really nervous about like the smallest things, and it really got to me. And it really took me a while into the season to realize that speech is, in fact, a very subjective thing. And I had to stop worrying about how I was placing and more on like, how can I personally improve how I thought I did? And I didn't realize that until way late into the season. But once I did, you
sounds
know.
Sounds very familiar, though.
Yes.
Someone might have said that to you a couple of times.
I was going to say, Coach. It's a tough perspective to come to in the moment.
Oh,
it's nearly impossible
to do that. Yeah, it's really easy to say, and it's really easy to hear, but to actually get in that mindset is certainly not an easy thing to do.
And they do really care a lot about forensics. And it's bittersweet. They know they'll be moving on to great things in college. In fact, they're both planning on competing in speech at the next level, but it's gonna be hard to say goodbye to the team.
Definitely bittersweet to be leaving such a good group, but we're leaving it in the hands of like very talented juniors and sophomores that are also coming up, which is nice.
Erica and Kayla both remember when they were the underclassmen just getting started, trying to find a place for themselves on the team, both competitively and socially. And Kayla vividly recalls the feeling, the nerves that came at her first competition.
It didn't really hit me until like 5 minutes before I was gonna go that, oh yeah, I'm about to go do this slightly ridiculous speech in front of people I don't know. And it really got to me for a second. But then, you know, I give a lot of credit to the leaders at the time, the seniors then. You know, they really calmed me down and said, you can do this.
Her first speech had something to do with strange dreams, she thinks.
It was talking about, like, how drugs can, like, turn your life bad, but, like, they were using magic and wizards instead of drugs. Like, it's like dark magic. Yeah, it was an adventure.
The whole forensics experience has been an adventure for them. They've both had a lot of success, won tournaments, competed with some of the best students in the state, spent late nights running speeches with their friends, laughing a lot and crying sometimes in good moments and bad. And it's been a massive part of their high school experience.
It's probably one of the most defining pieces of my identity. And like Kayla's saying, don't make speech your entire life. But to me, it definitely was.
And they've had to learn lessons like you are not the contents of your speech or the place you finish. It's also taught them how to communicate better in their daily lives with the people they care about. It's a lesson that will be with them long after they leave DeKalb High School's halls later this spring. And it's been an especially poignant journey for Erica.
I grew up in speech therapy. From the time I was 2 until I was 9, I was every Tuesday and Thursday for a while, and then every Thursday I was in a small room with this like speech pathologist that slowly taught me how to speak it better. And like I still struggle with a lot of my speech impediment, but this activity has allowed me to better my communication skills while also addressing the speech impediment like inadvertently, which is quite nice. But it's a great experience. Once again, I wouldn't know where I would be without speech.
For Coach Solomon, forensics has been in his life seemingly forever, too. He competed 4 years in high school, 4 years at Northern Illinois University, and is now in his 34th year coaching at DeKalb.
This is all I've ever done. And the greatest thing I can ever hear from anybody at the end of the year is not so much, hey, I had a great season, look at all the success I had, but this was... Okay. This was the best thing I did in high school. And it's, gosh, I hate you both. It's not the activity, it's the group. And because you're making yourself so vulnerable in the first place by doing this activity, by getting up in front of people, that brings us closer and closer together because we see each other in some of the worst moments and some of the most embarrassing moments that we will have as we are beginning these things. And so it just brings people closer together. And anybody who can say this was what made high school bearable, this is what made high school more fun for me, then I think we are doing exactly what we're supposed to be doing.
Thank you to Kayla, Erica, Coach Solomon, and all the other coaches and students who have lent me their time over the past few months to talk to them about their craft and what this team means to them. I love this segment because it allows me and our listeners the chance to get to know a group of students over a long period of time and shine a light on the groups and activities that often motivate students, inspire them, and help them get through school. So thank you for taking this journey with me, and we will return with a new student correspondence segment soon. That was our student correspondence segment this year. We will be back in the fall with a new group and a new activity. And if you want to listen to these segments in real time, month to month as they air, you can only hear it over on our Teachers Lounge radio show. It airs on WNIJ on the last Friday of every month at noon, and then the following Saturday, that next morning at 6 a.m. That is the exclusive home of our student and classroom correspondent segments all school year long until it gets collected here in June. So if you want to hear the next season of Student Correspondent soon, please keep up with the radio show in the fall. Otherwise, you'll have to wait a whole another year. Anyway, that's all we got for this episode of Teacher's Lounge. Again, this is one of my favorites every year to share, so thank you so much for joining us. And again, as always, please do feel free to nominate a teacher in your life to be on our show. It's how we get all of our great guests. You can send them our way to teacherslounge@niu.edu. You know that is typically how this show operates, except for when we get to have a few extra special episodes that are unique like this one. And again, please do consider sending your story ideas so we can keep bringing you the best education coverage possible. And wherever you're hearing this podcast, please do subscribe, leave us a rating, or share it. If you like what we do, it is the best way to get even more perspectives on this show. Please subscribe to the Teachers Lounge newsletter to keep up to date with everything going on with our show. You can find a link to do that on this episode's page over at WNIJ.org. A big shout out, a big thank you to the band Kind Ofs for the music you hear each and every episode of this show. A big thank you to Spencer Tritt for our Teachers Lounge logo. And I've been your host, Peter Medlin, and we'll be back with another episode of Teachers Lounge very soon. See ya.